This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by private equity guru Amber Walsh, deal and private equity guru Amber Walsh. We're going to talk today, is the deal market so crazily busy? Is it overheated? What is she seeing? Amber, can you give us a sense of what you're seeing and what your thoughts are on whether the deal market is overheated currently?
Sure, absolutely. Well, certainly the private equity deal market is hot. Lots of your guests, myself included, have talked about various angles of that for many, many months. And I am a preternaturally optimistic person. So if the question is, has it moved from the point of being hot to definitionally overheated? As a lawyer who wants to do as many deals as possible and help my client achieve all their goals, my answer is, no, I am naturally optimistic that it's hot, but bring it on, not overheated, and let's keep going. And certainly, you know, for the private equity industry and those of us who serve the industry, there hasn't been a truly overheated market with necessary corrections in 30 to 40 years, well before most deal makers in private equity were really terribly active. So you can see why there is some cause for ongoing optimism that it's hot, but not to the point of correction.
In terms of the deal market, there's still so much money sitting with private equity funds to be deployed. I don't know what the latest figures are, but it still is an insane amount of money. So that leads to the fact that there's still plenty of run room, isn't there?
Absolutely. And that goes back to tracking fundraising numbers with the exit opportunities and the new platform builds and the fragmentation of lots of different markets. For me, it's healthcare, but you know, for a lot of private equity, other industries, that's right. And so for those who think it's hot, it's been hot for a long time and it's going to continue to be hot, that's evidence is pointed to, certainly.
And what's your sense of the end of the year, tax changes, stuff like that, interest rates going up? Will those things impact the market or still impossible to say, really?
Yeah, I think it's hard to say, but certainly we continue to experience a sense of get your deal done while the getting's good, that we're at the tippity top of prices. And with tax changes coming down the pike, and no one really knows if there's going to be another U-turn on pandemic impact. And with all those things, we definitely expect at the end of the year, the market to be super, super hot. Looking into next year, it's unclear. But for you know those who have that optimistic view that a correction is not on the horizon, certainly there's an expectation of continuing.
Thank you very much for joining us. I mean, it seems like it still is very, very hot, maybe the littlest bit tempered, but still extremely busy, so much money to put to work, and so much concern about tax changes that will continue to drive deals through the end of the year. Amber Walsh, thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Always great to visit with you. I always learn something. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott.